I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. During my internship with an intentional community a few years ago, we did some contemplative exercises that really stretched me spiritually. And in one of them, we partnered up and we sat across from our partner, and the exercise was really simple. Your partner asks you the question, what do you want? The first time I was asked it, I had a pretty sophisticated answer, probably about my various goals for the future. But then our partners asked us again, what do you want? This time I dug a little deeper. The third and fourth times I was asked the same question, what do you want? Something broke open inside of me, and not just me. When we looked around the room, we saw that by the fifth time of being asked what we wanted, what we really wanted, and being earnestly heard, many of us had tears in our eyes. It was that rare chance to express the deep and true longings of our hearts without them being dismissed or downplayed or problem solved. What I found, what a lot of us found, was that by the fifth and sixth times of actually exploring what we wanted, our answer boiled down to just one or two words: safety, love, hope, trust. One of my favorite Christian authors, Anne Lamott, writes that there are really only three prayers we ever pray: help, thanks, and wow. Help, thanks, and wow. In fact, she wrote an entire book entitled just that: Help, Thanks, Wow, Three Essential Prayers. All our prayers boil down to those. Help, we ask assistance from a power greater than ourselves. Thanks, we appreciate goodness in ourselves, our lives, and each other. Wow, we stand in awe of the beauty of creation. Now, the part of me that's been teaching the basics of the Episcopal faith and practice to children and adults for years wants to add a fourth essential prayer to that list: sorry. Our Episcopal Book of Common Prayer, which is in your pews, it's the red one, teaches there are four types of prayers, which you can helpfully memorize with the acronym ACTS. A-C-T-S. A is for adoration. Wow. Prayers of praise and awe. T is for thanksgiving. Thanks. Prayers of gratitude. S is for supplication. Help. Prayers for divine intervention. That leaves C. C for contrition. These are the prayers we pray when we confess our sins and ask God for forgiveness. Sorry. So why do we confess? When we confess in prayer, we are practicing the work of reconciliation. Apologizing it and really meaning it is essential to our spiritual well-being, as well as the health of our communities. Apologizing and really meaning it is a key part of the work of reconciliation, which is at the heart of the mission of the church. Our Book of Common Prayer has a section called Outline of the Faith. If you don't believe me, you can open those red books right up. It's on page 845, and it's set up like a frequently asked questions section. So the prayer book asks itself, what is the great importance of Jesus' suffering and death? Its answer to itself is, in him we are freed from the power of sin and reconciled to God. It instructs us that the mission of the church is to restore all people to unity with God and each other in Christ. And what is the ministry of God's people? It's to carry on Christ's work of reconciliation to the world. That is our sacred task. It all boils down to that. If you ask some folks, what Bible verse summarizes the entirety of the Christian faith, they'll point to John 3:16, which we read in our gospel passage today. For God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son so that everyone who believed in God may not perish, but have eternal life. If you ask me to summarize my Christian faith, I think I would point to the words of Jesus from the very beginning of our service. Jesus said, "The first commandment is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Both of these passages, both of them, point us toward reconciliation. The reconciling work of Jesus Christ in his life and death, and the reconciling work we continue on in his name as the church. Reconciliation is just love when it is difficult. Reconciliation is love wherever there's been pain or brokenness or isolation. Reconciliation is recommitting to love wherever it has broken down. And maybe Anne Lamont is right, in a way. Perhaps we don't need a sorry prayer category, because a sorry prayer is actually just help and thank you wrapped up together in one. When we confess, we acknowledge that we need help to do better, to love better. When we confess, we gratefully trust that we can and will be forgiven, that we can and will forgive. In teaching my children to say sorry, and we're just starting, my kid's not yet two, I want to make sure they move beyond the automatic sorry, because that's what an adult makes you say when you do something bad. I want to make sure I move beyond the automatic recitation of the prayer of confession, because that's just what we do every week. What I really want to be saying to God is this: help me learn from my mistakes. Thank you for yet another chance to repair my most essential relationships with my neighbor, with myself, and with you. Like a lot of young women professionals my age, I've been told that I say sorry too much, too reflexively. And of course, every time someone tells me this, my response is to say, sorry. So lately, I've been trying to follow the advice that a friend gave me. Every time I find myself automatically saying sorry, especially for things that aren't particularly my fault, I'm trying to say thank you instead, or in addition. So instead of, I'm so sorry I was late, saying, thank you for waiting for me. Instead of, sorry, I'm so confused about this, saying, thank you for your patience as I work to understand this. Thank you is a step toward repairing the relationship, moving you and the other person on from being stuck in the past you're apologizing for. Thank you for helping me become more of the person I want to be. On the other hand, there are folks for whom it is really hard to say sorry. Sometimes it's because apologizing makes us feel weak or incompetent. Sometimes we worry that admitting fault will erode people's trust in us or expose us to getting sued. The reasons we have difficulties saying sorry are very similar to the ones that make it hard to ask for help. Perhaps you were taught that asking for help is shameful. Maybe it makes you feel like a burden, or gives other people power over you. Or worse, it could be hard for you to ask for help because that time you did, that time you really, really needed it, no one came. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Here is what I know. It is never shameful to ask God for help. Neither is it shameful to accept the help God provides in all the strange and unexpected ways it comes. Help is one of the most essential prayers we pray. The Psalms teach us that. The Psalms are basically a collection of overheard prayers by ancient people. Like a lot of scripture, they're filled to the brim with help, thanks, and wow. So if you're wondering how to pray, turn to the Psalms. They start on page 585 in the Book of Common Prayer. Or, helpful tip, if you've got a Bible handy, set it up, let it fall open. The Psalms are at its center. So here's my challenge to you this week. If it is too easy and too reflexive for you to say sorry, pray sorry anyway and pray thank you too. If it is really hard and unnatural for you to say sorry anyway and pray help me too. Help us, God. We and the whole world are trapped up in this tangled web of hurt and cruelty and indifference we call sin. Thank you, God, for empowering us to try and try again. As a priest, it is my honor and privilege to respond to you each week with God's reply. I get to put to words what God's reply to will always and forever be to you. You are forgiven. You are loved. Amen.